Well, good morning. It is 6:23 a.m. on Friday, February 10th, 2023. 46 degrees, which is shy of 8 degrees Celsius. 91% humidity. We're between rain showers right now. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Lord, I'm feeling gravity today. Just walking, I feel the earth's pull on my shoulders and in my legs. Doesn't happen often, but occasionally I will feel the weight. Capital W, the weight. Physically, as I move around. I don't know, I might take tomorrow off from the walks. I don't know, don't interpret that as anything other than Dave might just need a day to sleep in and take a day. We'll see. I don't know. Oh, God, yesterday was gorgeous. 58 degrees. I took a stroll to get out of the apartment and get out in the... It was sunshiny and spring-like. It was just gorgeous. I actually didn't wear the winter coat. Wore the leather jacket and the straw hat. Because it was so nice. And it feels like that's kind of the direction that we're going. Not that nice just yet, but looking ahead at the weather and the temps, it looks like we're rolling into that gentling of the weather here in Portland. I was thinking as I was making my way over, that desire for place. I think that's a learned instinct. I don't know. I was thinking, you know, the whole notion of polyamory is that you don't have to have one person be everything for you. That a person can be, you can love a person and not be exclusive to that. That other people can fill different needs or desires. And that's okay. I'm thinking, is there poly residential? Polypolis, poly cities. Because I was thinking, I really like this area. I like this vibe. I like I like to feel the tempo, the quality of Portland. It's interesting. Yesterday, one of the neighborhoods that I narrated for Homes.com was Southwest Hills here in Portland. And it was talking about the Japanese Garden and the Oregon Zoo and a bunch of the other places in the area that I haven't been to. And it felt good to, you know, have that sort of feeling of, hey, this is my town. I'm talking about my place now. And it really is. It checks a lot of the boxes for me. But, you know, Chicago still has a strong pull. And the whole notion of, I'm not sure how to describe it, that notion of place, that notion of person, you know, thinking in terms of polyamory and residential non-monogamy. Powell's. I don't know. And I have a tendency to look to what I think to be the norm and compare, you know, just in a frame of context, not trying to be normal, but trying to have a context by which to assess concepts, desires, thoughts, ideas. And it occurs to me that the same reason that you can't have a conversation with yourself, or no, you can't have an imaginary conversation with someone else in your head because you're just talking to yourself. The same applies to the notion of normalcy. What you perceive as normal is your perception of normal, which makes it utterly unique, which is an oxymoron. So, our perception, I guess a part of our perception of normal is perpetuated by media and the stories that we surround ourselves with. God, coffee. Ugh. But again, because of the unique mental algorithm that every one of us has, our notion of normal is utterly unique. I mean, it's like at the adult attraction seminar earlier this week, I was genuinely stunned by the statistic. Can I make it? Nope, I cannot make it. I will wait. By the statistic that half the world has what they constitute in their paradigm as secure, healthy relationships. That just boggled my mind. And again, that statistic might be completely bogus. Who knows? I mean, who knows how broad their set was and what the criteria was for the study, but still, if you take the response to the statistic as the thing that we're looking at, then my conception of normal in terms of human relationships is skewed. Because I don't feel like half the world has healthy relationships. And that might just be, again, my environment, my perceptual bubble, such as it is. Huh. I don't know. I'm kind of intrigued by the notion that there is no normal. And I've kind of known that. I mean, we all kind of, well, maybe we don't. I don't know. As I move through the world as I do, I keep seeing things that, I see more things that exist outside of normal than I do things inside of normal. And again, that might just be my unique path through the world and encountering and seeking out things that aren't normal. So consequently, that's my base of perception. But if there's no normal, then the context, what context do we use to, I'll finish the thought and then I'll realize what I'm saying. By what context do we assess our own lives and so on? And of course the answer is by our own standards. We don't need to ascribe to a notion of normal to track the value of what we do. Rationally, that makes sense. Emotionally, that's a little scary. I mean, really, the notion of normalcy is a comfort, right? That when you participate in normal behavior, whatever the hell that is. And like I say, for each of us, that's different. But there is a sense of participation in a larger community that is somehow redemptive or forgiving or acceptable. And it's like mob mentality. It's like, yeah, it's like the political scene now. I guess we want to feel like we're a part of a larger community. But well, maybe it's all poly. Maybe it's polynormal. Maybe there's a lot of normalcies that we can participate in to get that sense of place, of being. But ultimately, it comes down to us to determine what that is and how we engage. Huh. All right then, poly everything. Well, this is an intriguing line of thought, but we're at the end of the walk, so I'm gonna call that. It's Friday. It's Friday. Gonna go to the theater tonight. It'll be lovely. See Abby, that will be lovely. And yeah, have a fabulous Friday. I hope the diversity of normals that you choose to engage with give you comfort and joy and a sense of inspiration and adventure. Adventure and adventures in normalcy? Oh, yes. Because it's all us, right? And however it goes down. Can embrace the words of Zigzag Claiborne, who in his own inspiration shares with us the wisdom that despite everything we create, we add to the world, we add to the normal of the world, which renders it absolutely abnormal. God, I'm going to be thinking about this forever. And I will add, to love fearlessly, because that's the way to do whatever questions and dubiousness is in the world for you. Love can provide a nice baseline, so you might as well throw in with that. Go all in on that fearlessly. And I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon. I don't know if it'll be tomorrow. We shall see. I'm reserving the right to not walk tomorrow. We'll see. But regardless, y'all take care, and I will talk to you soon.